At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yes, sir. All yes, right. Ma'am.
And everybody in between, live from Los Angeles, it's Fox Sports Radio, CNR on FSR. I was chilling, watching the Yankees. I'm a big Yankees fan, grew up in Union, New Jersey. Out here in Los Angeles, well, being a dad and living life, working, but still a Yankees fan.
Speaking of the dad life, know what I dealt with last night? My wife made an amazing meal, and my kids both did that. I don't like it. And I felt bad for her.
It happens.
I was like, she made some beautiful, like a homemade chicken pot pie, and I housed that.
You want to know what's even more awkward
than
that?
Gross. All right, more dino nuggets.
I'll one-up you on that one. Even more awkward when your new girlfriend's making dinner and your daughter... He's like, this is gross.
Oh, no.
That's even.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
You're not my real mom, and it's gross.
I'm just saying that's like really awkward. You're starting to eat. You try to eat the food just so your girlfriend doesn't feel bad or disrespect.
Hey, honey, look over there.
Yeah.
You know how people feed the food to the dog? Like, you just start eating it just because you want everyone to be on a nice page.
I digress. Back to your night.
Tastes like feet.
So I'm watching the Yankees. And if they win, they clinch the AL East, right? But everyone's sort of watching to see Judge hit his 61st. It's getting a little tight and tense. A lot of pressure on this dude. So I'm watching.
It's almost comical now, right?
It really is. But now you also have to focus on, well, Triple Crown is bigger than 61, I think. That seals the MVP. Think about it. What seals the MVP? 61 or Triple Crown?
Oh, of course. But in the world of baseball... In 2022, pretty wild to think that the American League batting average champion currently is .314.
Yeah.
Every guy in the 80s and 90s and 2000s growing up, every team had a guy batting .310 or .320.
It's a different game.
I sound like an old guy saying this, but the days of Wade Boggs and Tony Gwynn, that's old school.
Why don't you yell up at the sky and say that?
Hey, damn it. No one's batting
I miss the days of George Brett.
No one's batting .370 anymore. I'll be honest. 330, the days of Frank Thomas and Griffey Jr. and, Albert Bell and Manny. Like, those days are even done. So, hey, listen, credit where credit is due with the shifts and the way pitchers are throwing. Every guy throws 100 now. 314 is a great batting average. In fact, it's a championship batting average.
Everyone's swinging for the fences. Different stats mean different things now. But it is the longest span between 60 and 61, so the pressure's high. The Yankees taking the AL East is almost secondary because it's expected.
Ugh.
So, fast forward. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. Thanks, John Sterling. They win, and they do that business of as usual sort of celebration, right? Like, they played it cool on the field. They got into the locker room, and they're calling it the House of Pain. Champagne, the bubbly, they're celebrating.
Couple extra high fives, but the Yankee way. Ugh.
Yeah, but
I get it. You want to be classy. They're just, you know, they're on the road, too.
Maybe I'm a little stressed out, too, because I want to see 61. But watching it, I was happy for the Yankees, but I did feel like, yeah, well, this is step one. This is part of the process. Can't celebrate too much. I just wasn't as pumped as I felt I should have been, right?
You're spoiled.
Even Danny G hit me up. I don't know if it's that. We'll explore. Danny G hit me up. Yo, congrats on your Yanks. And I appreciated that. I think you're supposed to do that. I think that's common sports courtesy. If your buddy's team wins, you congratulate your buddy because he's been rooting all year. I like, thank you, Danny. It meant a lot. I appreciate
Yankees
it.
Yankees win.
Duh!
Yankees win.
Look, I
all right.
A part in it, but I did appreciate the congrats. So I was like, all right. But I did make a mental note that I wasn't as excited as I should have been.
Oh, by the way, and for new people listening to Covino and Rich, note that Covino's the Yankee fan to hate. Okay, Rich, I'm a Mets fan who just is happy to
who
be
just
there.
Has a hateable face.
I'm just happy to be here.
I'm just happy to be in the postseason.
So then I realized the commonality and a common theme here, okay? So then I said, well, what am I going to watch now? I already finished Cobra Kai Season 5. I already finished Dahmer. What do I watch now? Ooh! Rob Zombie put out Rob Zombie's Munsters on Netflix. Rob Zombie did the Munsters reboot. Right? I'm like, oh man, I love the Munsters growing up. Yeah, I'll check that out. And then I realized my pea brain was hoping that it was a series so I could watch like a 30-minute episode. And I realized it was like a two-hour movie. I'm like, ugh. Yeah, I wanted like the 30-minute episode. Watch it. If I liked it, watch another one, then go to bed.
If you take away the fact that it's the Munsters, it sounds like some type of like Beach Boys B-side surfer song, right?
No, it does. I love it.
Hang 10!
So, I'm a big rock fan. We've established right this, right? I'm like, I'll support Rob Zombie. I like his movies. I like his style.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this movie, and I like it. I like it! And I'm not finished, so I haven't made a full assessment, but I had the same sort of vibe. I'm like, I don't know if I'm appreciating this the way I should be, much like the Yankees. So I'm like, is it me? But then I figured it out, Rich.
Okay. Let's hear the CNR theory.
You just can't outdo the OGs. No matter how good the new Munsters is, right? No matter how good the new Herman Munster is, he's not Fred Gwynne. He's not... He's not Fred Gwynne. He's not the original. He's not what I'm used to, right? So then when I tie it back to the Yankees, I'm like, yeah, I really love this team, and Aaron Judge is my guy, and I'm happy for him. But they're not my 1996 Yankees.
Your childhood team will always have your heart.
Here's where I pose the question. Can you ever outdo the OGs? And can you ever appreciate or love the current winning team, your current team, the way you appreciated the OG team that you rooted for and you saw them win when you were a kid?
You know what it ties to, Covino? It ties to
coming of age, maybe?
Anything that was a part of your life during your influential years, your childhood, your teen years. Same like music, right? Every dude that was a kid, a teenager in the 80s was like, yeah, 80s rock. And then every kid that was a teen in the 90s was like, no, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, like alt rock.
Are there exceptions to the rule, though? Like, yeah. Is it one of these things? Let's say in 96, I was in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
These dudes were my heroes. Tino Martinez, Paul O'Neill, Derek Jeter. I looked up to them. Now,
these are kids.
I'm slightly older. I'm not an old man by any means. I'd love to hang out with Aaron Judge and DJ LeMahieu and Giancarlo Stanton.
They wouldn't want to hang out with you. You're their dad's age.
Either way, now,
hey, Dad.
I'm older than them. Not much,
yeah,
but I am.
Yeah, a little bit.
So does that have something to do with it? Again, I posed a question to you, Fox Sports Nation. 877-99 on Fox. Are there exceptions? Can you ever appreciate your current team?
The way
you appreciated it when the OG team won when you were a kid. Rich.
I have your answer.
Go ahead, because you still live in 1986, my friend.
Yeah, I was a little kid. Thinking I was playing T-ball, thinking I was Gary Carter doing my Daryl Strawberry stance, pitching, thinking I was Dr. K. Now, here's the deal. Here's where you're getting it twisted. First of all, you're very spoiled. As a Yankees fan, or some people that are Lakers fans, Celtics fans,
also by
Patriots, Spurs.
Yes.
Yeah, spoiled by your mom and the teams you root for sometimes will give you weak perspective. I'm a Mets fan. Yes, I grew up thinking Ron Darling was the coolest dude ever, and Timmy Tuffle doing his shuffle. Of course, these were great moments of my childhood. As you said, go to Citi Field or back in the day Shea Stadium, it's like you walk into 1986 because it's the only memory other than 69, which your parents are talking about.
How about those Mets?
Hey, how about those Mets? But you know what? If this team won, I would equally love Francisco Lindor.
I don't buy it.
Jacob DeGrom.
I don't buy it.
Pete Alonso. Starling Marte.
I don't think you as a jaded adult could ever really love.
Are
you kidding me? You collected Keith Hernandez's mustache trimmings, if you could. You collected his baseball cards. You know what I mean? You had Timmy Tuffle's rookie.
His cigarette.
Yeah. You were so pumped about Ray Knight. You kidding me? You could never, ever replace the OGs. You can't outdo the OGs. Just like Herman Munster now is good, he's no Fred Gwynn. Just like Aaron Judge is the man, he's no Tino Bamtino Martinez. To me.
I mean,
again, to another kid, yeah, I'm sure they think these guys are larger than life.
Well,
I think it's perspective. I think it's jaded. I think it's something that everybody can relate to.
I think you've had many of championships because you're, again, a spoiled Yankees fan, 27 rings, which the world hates, except Yankees fans. As a Mets fan, my daughter asked me the other day, she goes, Dad, are the Mets going to win the trophy? I go, that's cute.
You don't want to break her heart at four years old.
I was like, honey, my daughter is 5 and a half. I go, you know, the last time the Mets won the trophy, Dad was only a little bit older than you. So maybe it's lucky. And then I'm thinking to myself, oh my God. That's when the Mets won the... So, yes, I'll embrace any team. You had high school and college years where the Yankees won. Danny G, you're a big Lakers guy.
There's a difference, though. And I want to hear what Danny G has to say
about it. Danny G has three.
Danny G, think about this. Those people growing up...
Magic
Johnson was your hero.
Well, hold on. I got to ask
him. I don't think there's anyone on the Lakers now that he could say, that dude is my hero. He may admire that guy, but is LeBron your hero, Danny G?
Yeah, as you guys have this conversation, the first thing I thought of was my bedroom and what was on the walls. A Magic Johnson poster, a James Worthy poster, a Bo Jackson poster, a Marcus Allen poster.
Heroes.
When those teams won championships, I was so attached to it.
Yeah.
And there weren't the adult things going on that we have in our lives now. And we know too much behind the scenes info right now. We didn't as kids. We had our baseball cards, our basketball cards, our football cards. And so we really were in love with it. It was like a first love. Now it's like, you know, it has to be after you pay your bills.
But you know what, Danny G? You are a guy that, as a Lakers fan, let's talk about it.
Yeah, the business side of things, maybe, Danny G, and the fact that we know a lot behind the scenes maybe taints that feeling a little bit.
No, but let me finish my point. Danny G, much like you.
Yeah.
Roots for a team with a winning tradition. He's got the Magic Johnson Worthy teams. He's got Kobe and Shaq, that generation. And then he has LeBron just a couple years ago. So he has a lot to choose from. So he could be like, well, of all the championships I've seen, Danny G, I like the Magic Johnson one. Me, I'm like, all I got is Ray Knight.
Yeah, but are you being honest? Be honest.
This song, listen to this song. Mets fans love this song.
All right.
You know why? It's all we have.
I know, because Mets fans are corny. That's why.
Camino.
It's got the juice.
Let's go. Do it. Do it. Do it. Let's go, Mets. We got the teamwork to make the dream work.
Oh, my God.
1986.
Stop.
How sad am I?
You know what? I'm actually rooting.
How sad am I? I'm rooting for you
so that you can get a new song.
New song, I know. Yeah.
You know how I know this song is old? In the video, you know who's interviewing the Mets as like a goof? Joe Piscopo.
Wow. And your point, he's awesome.
I know, but what I'm saying is...
Legend.
Danny G.
The thing is, he's 105 years old now.
Are jaded. Now, Ramos, you're a Dodgers guy, right? Ramos.
That is affirmative.
Now, Kirk Gibson, does that compare to Bellinger a couple years ago and Kershaw?
It does not.
See, you got to be real with yourself.
Hershiser's 88 season was one for the ages. I mean, 59 scoreless innings.
Oh.
I mean, unbelievable against the Mets in the 88 NLCS. And then, of course, shutting down the A's in the World Series. You can't compare that to 2020.
Why is that? Is it because they're ROGs? Is that why? You know what I mean? Like,
but as an adult, as an adult, you have access, though. Let me get this out.
Okay.
Because as an adult with, you know, like, you like to think you save money, you have money, you could have access to things. If the Mets made it to the World Series, I would do everything I can to be like, I'm getting field level seats, game seven. If the Mets made it there, I would have access and it might be a different experience. But you're saying there's no way I love Pete Alonso the way I love Gary Carter.
So. No way. And that's the sad, sad truth I've come to realize. And it's sad. And don't get it twisted. Am I pumped for the Yankees? I'm so pumped that I'm glued. I don't miss a game. I'm really rooting for them. But there's still that little magic that I felt like in 96 when he first went on that run, the first time I really started to appreciate them winning, that just isn't there. And I think it's something that most people could relate to. If you could put your finger on it, again, let us know.
Yeah,
do you ever appreciate the current team winning the way you appreciated the OG team winning when you were a kid?
Think about football, right?
Yeah.
When I was a kid. Take any sport, and we would love to hear from you. Let's get them going. 877-99 on Fox, at Covino and Rich, at Fox Sports Radio. If the Niners had gone to the Super Bowl and won with Jimmy, let's say they won with Jimmy G a couple years ago versus the Chiefs. They were up by 10 in the fourth quarter. I was at that game. I was upset. But would that have compared to me in my bedroom watching Montana?
Based on my theory,
no.
No.
I don't know because I don't know what it's like to win.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Sports Hardware Store and Chuck E. Cheese.
Music.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
It's the Divorced Dad Rock Song of the Day.
Just trying to get everybody fired up, Rich.
I know you are.
Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. If you missed our show, our debut, I went on a rant about how Metallica, if there was any year for them to be the halftime act, it should have been this year with all the hype with Stranger Things.
Yeah, could have worked, but you are the...
It would have worked.
You're the ambassador to all for Divorced Dad Rock.
Let's go. All right, Covino and Rich, 877-99 on Fox. Thanks for rocking out with us. At Covino and Rich on social media if you want to see some of those clips from earlier this week. And remember, subscribe to our podcast. We appreciate that.
Spot you pointed out the other day. What, two mil for the person
is
that
the current offer
catches the judge
the 60-second home run.
You know, I hope it doesn't land in a bullpen or something like that, because don't you feel like you're taking like a couple mil away from like a rando regular person?
Well, did you see this stat? I don't know if there's truth to this. I get my news and my jokes from memes.
I got the same meme that you have in your hand, so
yes.
Guess what?
Yes.
It must be true.
It has to be true, right? If yeah. Rich and I screenshot the same meme.
Is it the guy who caught the
McGuire ball? Yeah, that was floating around.
I got that meme, too.
Well, you know, because it was on this day.
I screenshot it, too.
Yesterday, and so many people sent it to us, since we're talking about memorabilia, said, on this day in 1998, Phil Ozersky, a fan making $30,000 a year, catches McGuire's 70th home run. The Cardinals ask for the ball in exchange for a signed bat, ball, and jersey. Ozersky also wants to meet Mark McGuire. That seems like a reasonable request, right? And an honor to give him the ball. Like, hey, apparently, according to the legend, the meme, McGuire says no. So Ozersky backs out. 3 months later, Ozersky sells the ball for $3 million.
Wow. Oh, that right there,
if
my friend.
If that's true, that's a great story.
It's the best move ever. McGuire blew it. 70?
You blew it.
70? His 70th home run. It's a great story. And you know what? A lot of legitimate people retweeted it yesterday. So, yeah, it was yesterday in 1998. McGuire's 70th. All the guy wanted to do was meet him. McGuire's like, oh, no.
Actually, McGuire kind of helped him.
You know what? He did.
Right? When you look at it that way.
He owes him.
Yeah. When you think of it that way. All right. Now, speaking of memorabilia, perfect tie-in, Covino. Because the Aaron Judge ball, going to be worth a lot of money. The McGuire one, the anniversary was yesterday. I saw on social media somewhere that we all watch Walking Dead. You may not watch it anymore, but when it was in its prime.
I fell off it so hard, though. I was so into The Walking Dead. Even Fear of the Walking Dead. I liked it in the beginning and fell off.
Recently, I skimmed through a bunch of them and did some like, you know, you ever go to YouTube and you're like, season 5, let's see if there's like a 15-minute recap. I did that to be like, well, where are we with this show?
It just became so repetitive.
You know what? It was never the same, after the whole Coral saga. Right.
Coral.
It's like they move somewhere, they settled in, everything's great. Then some bad guy comes along, shakes things up, they gotta move again.
Spot, they had Hulk Hogan syndrome.
Right.
When you were kids, Hulk Hogan would face some big bad guy that seemed impossible to beat. Hogan would beat him at WrestleMania, and they would do the same thing over and over and over. Whether it's King Kong Bundy, Andre the Giant, you name it. Who can't the Hulkster beat? He beats him. So, AMC were doing a charitable auction, and they were auctioning off Negan's baseball bat, Lucille. You know, the one with all the barbed wire on it? Which is a pretty cool item. So, I ask you this. If you can't sell it, because that's a big part of this hypothetical. If you can't turn around and sell it.
Okay, so you have to keep it.
You have to keep it, maybe displayed in a you know, in an office or a game room. Would you want Aaron Judge's 60-second ball or Negan's barbed wire Lucille baseball bat? And okay. I ask that because the value of just the Judge baseball, the value of the Judge baseball is that it's worth $2 million.
I mean, look, there's a lot of
What's a cooler piece?
All right, there's a lot of diehard Walking Dead fans, but I mean Jeffrey Dean Morgan's bat, like, to me, the answer is obvious, but I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
But what I'm saying is, a baseball spot would just be in a little case. A bat would be displayed.
Yeah, and the inherent value, I mean, the fact that there's an offer out there already, so it is worth $2 million. But like any other ball, that, like, you know, the pool host ball, it's only worth what someone's willing to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, like, to be honest, if you gave
it doesn't have any value until someone actually gives you the money.
I mean, and in this hypothetical, you can't ever sell it.
You can't sell it.
Right. Which means
you have to keep
Which means, Danny G, do you want...
has to be of some use.
So what's a cool mantelpiece?
Okay. So, Rich, in your hypothetical world here, is the purge happening?
The purge is not happening, but if it were to happen, Danny G, you know what I got? I got Lucille.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I got Lucille. Because, listen, if this ball is
Is it real, or is this some, like... plastic bat.
This is apparently the most accurate because it's used for close-up shots. So it's the highest quality prop you could imagine. So there's a good chance it is deadly.
I'm asking you, you're a huge Yankees fan, but if it's just the ball, if I said, forget Negan's bat, if I'm like, I don't know, Michael Jackson's glittery glove or, you know, some other prop from a movie... the chest plate from Gladiator. Would you want something like that, or would you want the Judge ball if you could never sell it?
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, then it's really just a baseball.
Think about it. You can't sell it. 877-99 on Fox. What would you do? This is our little John Quinones segment.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months. Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to
yes, sir.
The iHeartRadio app, our stomping grounds, SXM 83, our old stomping grounds, because now we're here Monday through Friday,
That's
Fox
right.
Sports Radio, CNR on FSR. Hope you're enjoying our first week. Yeah, round of applause.
And by the way, like we said before.
Yeah, Covino!
Covino stinks! Let's get everyone involved, man. And I say that because it's fun to do this together, and it's fun to be part of it, right? So grab not only your phone, but your wife's phone, your kid's phone. Subscribe to Covino and Rich on not only the iHeartRadio app, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. That way, we dominate the world is my goal. Yes.
That is the goal. That is the goal.
Yes.
But I actually asked Pat Smear of Nirvana and now the Foo Fighters about the guitar he plays.
Oh, wait, you dropped something there.
A name?
A name, yeah.
Sorry. Ah, what are you going to do? We've been doing this a long time. Big music fans, right? Yeah. I said, hey, man. Being that it's National Hispanic Heritage Month and all, I'm like, yo, Vatos Locos Forever. Pat Smear, you Mexican or what? He's like, no. Why? I was like, because you have that red, white, and green guitar and the very famous Nirvana Unplugged. He's like, oh, dude, it's, you need to fix the color on your TV. It's red, white, and blue.
Yeah. You had a bunk TV.
All those years, I'm like, Viva la raza! Red, white, and green! No, he's like, dude, it's red, white, and blue guitar.
Anyway, so what you're saying is you had the chance to sit down with Pat Smear and ask him if he was Mexican.
Yeah. And wow. Turns out he wasn't, and it was a red, white, and blue guitar.
Lead question.
And we were talking about, would you want the Aaron Judge number 62 home run ball
or a top-level piece of memorabilia.
Right. And thank you guys for hanging out with us. If you missed anything, like Rich said, subscribe to the podcast or foxsportsradio.com.
Now, we moved on to flip-outs because Ken Dorsey had a great one. I just wish there was great audio to go along with it, but you saw the
video. It was good, yeah.
You saw the video, him in the booth throwing everything, slamming down his computer.
My point is, Rich, it was really good, and I love it, right, as a spectator and fan of sports, and I get it, but like, I just don't feel I have that sort of, and I'm a passionate guy.
Oh, I did.
But I don't know if I have that. Well,
bro,
then you're a maniac.
In a moment where you're playing.
I don't know if I have that in me.
Covino, division rival. You're the team that's expected to go to the Super Bowl. Preseason, up until this point, who's the number one answer on the board at any casino anywhere? Who's the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl? The Buffalo Bills. They are the NFL's darlings going into this season, right? Now, you lose to the Dolphins, who going into this game was like, all right, the Bills will put the Dolphins in their place. And then the Dolphins find their way to stay in the game, win the game, and your quarterback is trying to get to the line of scrimmage to spike the ball for a game-winning field goal. That, to me, is the response I want from my offensive coordinator.
So then we pose the question, flip-outs, are they impactful or not?
Yo,
do you
Bills
look like,
fans,
a, like a big baby?
You know, Bills what? Fans must love this. These are the fans that jump through tables on fire.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, they must be, hey, Ken Dorsey, like, next time, if you want to just, get on top of my truck and jump through a table. These guys are maniacs, the Bills Mafia. So I think it was pretty cool, but it made us think of some of our favorite flip-outs in sports history. And media, too. What comes to mind for you?
Well, I think I have the answer, and I'll save it.
Oh.
Do you want to go through some of them? Because I think I have the answer, and we can't play it on Fox Sports Radio. I'll try to reenact it a little bit.
Okay.
But we can't play it.
All right, let's go not sports first. And I'm going to tell you that one of the best might be Bill O'Reilly.
All right, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Do it live.
Yeah, I mean, like, can you imagine working with a guy that? I just never want to be that guy. I appreciate the passion levels. Even as a broadcaster, I get it. Things get frustrating. Can you imagine if I talked to Ramos like that?
That would be terrible.
Yes, exactly. Who deserves that?
Now, Ramos and Danny G, both guys that have been in the radio game, much like us for a while, veterans.
And by the way, as many times as I hear that one, I still love it.
I mean, go back to the old school radio days when we were on our come up. His countdown aired for generations. Do you remember
this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles.
Snuggles.
But he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. See, when you come out of those up-tempo numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions.
Numbers.
And then you got to go into somebody dying. Okay, I want a concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a tempo record every time I do a... Death dedication.
Thank you, Casey Kasem.
Get Don on the phone. Where are my photos, by the way?
O'Reilly. Casey Kasem.
Good one. I just thought of it now because those are classic broadcasting flip outs. But was it Christian Bale?
One of my faves.
Remember that?
Of course.
One of the lighting guys or something. He went. Went at it with.
Called him an amateur.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Good for you.
Tom Cruise recently have an onset explosion.
Not like Christian Bale, though.
Yeah, during COVID. Tom Cruise. All right. Well, let's get to the sports ones. And let's start with the late, great Dennis Green.
The Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bullshit? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. That's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Classic. You know what? Because there's audio that goes along with these, they leave impact. Like, we still quote these things. Yeah. They're a part of our culture now. You know what I mean? Like, Dorsey flipping out was just, there was nothing else to it.
I think
he should have looked into the camera and like or wrote something. You know what? Like,
imagine he wrote like F off on a piece of paper and held it to the camera.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he went all in, but he should have went all the way in. Left us with a little nugget.
Let me throw one more. Yeah. And Ramos, quick to the punch on these. Thank you, Danny G and Ramos.
Thank you, guys.
Anytime someone says they're a 40-year-old man, I think of Mike Gundy.
Always.
This was brought to me by a mother of children. It's fiction. And that article had to have been written by a person that doesn't have a child. If your child goes down the street and somebody makes fun of him because he dropped a pass in a pickup game or says he's fat and he comes home crying to his mom, you'd understand. That's why I don't read the newspaper, because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Come after me. Attack it. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I mean,
come after me. I'm a man.
Classic.
I'm 40.
So we ask you, Fox Sports Nation, based on a flip out from Ken Dorsey of the Bills, is there a clear number one or maybe just a number one for you? I have a number one for me. I think it is the number one. It's not sports related, but I do have a number one. But sports related, Rich, I just want to remind you of, remember that Braves minor league coach, Phil Wellman, where he was throwing like fake grenades, and he was like losing it.
And he was crawling. He was like,
he was crawling.
Dude, that was. I mean,
but
he just.
How about a more notable guy?
I was gonna say your boy Wally Backman.
I was gonna say notable guy Wally Backman. If you remember, he lost his mind in a minor league game.
Impactful, I guess.
And,
right? You make a statement. I guess if we're still talking about it and it left impact on us, we're not on the team. And we remember it. I guess it does.
There were some great.
Does mean something.
When you grew up, if you grew up in the 80s or 90s, there were some great baseball flip outs from managers, Lasordas and Pinellas and Billy Martins.
Weavers.
There's a famous Tommy Lasorda one that we play on the network sometimes. There's so many bleeps.
They're amazing.
Yeah. They are not just nostalgic, but to hear them play back. And like the Hal McCray, we were talking about that earlier off the air. Royals. He was the manager. He went off on a reporter, and he smashed the phone. He made the reporter bleed.
Did you consider Brett for Miller with the bases loaded in the seventh?
No. Don't ask me all these questions. No. In the
all these questions every night.
Find the
I hit Brett from Miller. Miller started the game. He's playing against left-handed pitchers. Brett is not playing against left-handed pitchers. Why the not back for Miller? You think I'm a goddamn fool?
Damn. Hal McCray. Hal McCray. You know what Hal McCray made me think of? Hal McCray lost it there. We're talking flip outs on Covino and Rich. Made me think of, did Mike Tyson, well, he flipped out so many times. I have so many Mike Tyson moments. Remember when that guy brought up his rape allegation? He's like,
he started cursing on TV, and the guy's like, Mike, we're on TV. He goes,
what are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Yeah, but remember when he went off on like Russ Salzburg? Didn't he?
Yes.
Remember, like, he flipped out so many times.
I thought of one that we can't play the audio here, but do you remember, like, a year or so ago, and they regretted letting it leak, but MLB was doing Mic'd Up, and Terry Collins. Do you remember there was, like, a Terry Collins rant, and you heard him going off on the umpire, and there was like, ooh, like, I think they regretted letting that out. Like, that's the leaked audio. Let's throw one more out there, and then we'll go to an update. Herm Edwards, classic.
You play to win the game.
You play to win the game.
You play to win the game.
Flip outs. I'm going to give you my number one answer.
Is it playoffs? Playoffs?
No.
Playoffs?
No. It's not even sports related.
Is it practice?
It's just
practice.
It's the best flip out ever, and I'll get to it, but let's get into an update.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, Dan?
I do have a nomination.
Oh.
Yes. It wouldn't probably make a top five, but as Denny Green and Bill O'Reilly had the slow build. About a decade or so ago, then Michigan women's basketball coach Kevin Borseth was not happy with his team being out-rebounded by Wisconsin.
That's how I feel. Damn sick and tired of getting out-rebounded. 25 offensive rebounds. First time we block out, we get called for a damn block out for pushing people. Meanwhile, they're on the other court grabbing rebounds, going over the top and grabbing them. We get one offensive rebound, the other, we get called for over the back.
That's right out of the gate. That is like heat.
I feel like he needs one more growl at the end of that one. Like,
Remember, what was the politician that ended with his like,
Yes. Or, oh, no. Gosh.
Was it?
Dean. No.
Howard Dean.
Yes. Howard Dean. Remember Howard Dean was like, Dean. We're going to go here. We're going to go here.
That one needed it.
He needed a little
another build. Yes. This was though right out of the gate. The video is even better because he slams that pounding is him slamming the stat sheet down on the podium as he walks into focus on the still camera. The series in Atlanta that starts on Friday, MLB.com reports that if they do have to call off Friday's game, the plan would likely be a split doubleheader on Sunday as the teams are currently tied for first in the NL East. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, Dan. I heard there's a few alternate plans. I heard that based on the weather, and trust me, because I've been monitoring this because I'm a nervous Mets fan, Friday they might be able to get the game in. Now, just follow this. Friday, Bassett versus Max Fried. That game may loom large because Saturday there's probably not much of a chance they'll play because Atlanta's going to get hit with the remnants of this hurricane, sadly. Sunday doubleheader, the Mets would be throwing DeGrom and Scherzer in the doubleheader. So if the Mets somehow found a way to win that first game with Bassett, think of the pressure that would be on the Braves to try to win two or one when they're facing a doubleheader of Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom.
I don't even care about the Mets or the Braves. You give me the nervous farts. Yeah, no, seriously.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.